Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 12, 2013. Israel drops a controversial plan to displace tens of thousands of Palestinians from their villages, and a Palestinian youth die of wounds sustained 9 years ago. The details are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli government has decided on Thursday to drop the current draft of a bill to displace nearly 30,000 Palestinian Bedouins living in the Negev, known as the Prover Plan. The plan was proposed by former Israeli Minister of Planning Ehud Prover in 2011 and was approved by the Israeli Parliament in June 2013. Benny Begin, an architect of the Begin-Prover Plan, told a press conference that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accepted his recommendation to halt progress on the bill. Some observers have voiced concerns whether the bill has been shelved or just temporarily postponed. The Prover Plan has triggered anger among Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and also in Israel. Talab Sana, a Palestinian member of the Israeli Parliament, said, quote, "We have made it clear repeatedly that our people will not allow another catastrophe or Nakba, and all plans that aim at displacing us from our land will fail," unquote. He added that the latest government decision is a victory to the popular struggle against this plan, which was held in all Arab cities and towns in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. Most of these Bedouins live in villages that are not recognized by the Israeli government. They do not receive services from the Israeli government. In other news, a young Palestinian man died on Thursday morning of a serious injury suffered after being shot by an Israeli soldier in 2004, which put him in a wheelchair. Farid Al-Atrash, a lawyer and activist, said that his brother Moin Al-Atrash, 29, from the Haitian refugee camp, fell into coma 6 days ago due to serious complications. A month ago, he was moved to the Arab Rehabilitation Society in Bethlehem and was later moved to the Al-Maqasid Hospital in Jerusalem due to the severity of his condition. He suffered serious complications, including serious pressure sores, which eventually led to his death despite extensive efforts to provide him with the needed medical attention. In 2004, Moin Al-Atrash was shot by an Israeli army bullet to the back, hitting his spine and causing paralysis. He was shot during one of the massive protests in different parts of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip after an Israeli warplane fired a missile at the wheelchair-bound spiritual leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, in Gaza on March 22, 2004. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 12, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and me, George Rishmawi.